We welcome back to the studio our friend, State Representative Amy Rader. Hello, Amy.
Hello. I'm delighted to be back, as always. If I sound a little muffled, I'm talking through a mask because it's easier than walking around in the world with a double chin.
Oh, God, yes. It hides, as I say, it hides a multitude of chins. You're here to talk, among other things, about what's going on in downtown Bangor starting later this week, and that is the annual Celebration of the Arts in downtown Bangor. And as a performing artist yourself and a big supporter of the arts, you got a pretty good handle on what's going on down there and why we should support the arts, especially now.
Absolutely. And this is the fifth annual celebration of Artober, which I love because Artober started once I got to Maine, and I had nothing to do with it. I'm not responsible for it starting, but I love that we're celebrating a lot of things in the arts. And
wait, you've only been here 5 years?
No, I've been here for seven.
Seven. Oh, okay.
But it took 2 years of me being in Bangor for Artober to happen.
Ah, I see. Okay.
But I'm so glad that it did. Like I said, I had nothing to do with that. A little caveat there. Artober starts with a bang on October 1st. I almost said Artober 1st, and that's a little much. We're going to have a big celebration downtown Bangor. And the reason that I am here speaking about this is because I used to serve on the Cultural Development Commission, which is a volunteer citizen-run commission of the city of Bangor. I loved being on that commission. I met so many amazing people. We had so many artists and organizations that applied for grants through the city. And we really got to know just how widespread and special the art scene is in this town.
Well, you've been doing great work, and the commission continues to do great work. If you can talk for a minute, because now that you're wearing a different hat as a member of the legislature, but you knew this for years before, how important is the creative economy to the economy of Bangor?
To the economy of Bangor, the last statistical study that we had, the last very scientific study that we had was in 2012, so it's changed considerably since then, but it was impressive even then. The arts contributed $10 million to the economy of Bangor. My former employer, Penobscot Theater, was responsible at that time for $3 million. So for every dollar that was spent at Penobscot Theater, it generated $3 in the city itself. It's fantastic, and the arts in general in our state is a $1.8 billion industry.
Wow. Now, we hear all the time about how businesses have struggled during the last 18 months of the pandemic, but my goodness, arts organizations just haven't been able to do the things they do. And we're beginning to see some early steps toward, I don't even want to say normalcy, I'm tired of that word already, but but to get people back into some performance spaces and doing what they do. But once again, I salute those arts organizations who also seem to be taking the lead and doing the right thing. Bangor Symphony Orchestra announcing their COVID protocols for their performances this year. Bangor Arts Exchange going the same route, and in the Collins Center at the University of Maine, we're seeing those folks do what, well, frankly, I think other businesses should emulate, and that's require a level of safety that will keep this thing from getting worse.
Absolutely, and they kind of have to because they rely on people coming in the doors. And if there happens to be a super spreader event at one of their venues, then that messes everything up. You know, that makes that taints future events, future performances. And for some of the performing arts, we also know that the demographics are a little bit older, as the state of Maine is a little bit older. So it's a more vulnerable population that's even going to see those events. And I kind of want to shout out Bangor Arts Exchange, because way back before the vaccine, they were still able to hold very safe performing arts events. They figured out how to do it in the thick of this and have been continuing so strongly ever since day one. So I'm really, really appreciative that they were sort of the vanguard in how to make this safe, and that other arts organizations, performing arts organizations, have followed.
The way to go. Good job, Josh Gass and everybody at BAE. So can you talk about some of the specifics of what's coming up in October? Are you loaded with that information?
Well, I have the little map, the handy-dandy map. If you want to go on to downtownbangor.com, it has the map of all the Artober events. And coming up, I have to specifically shout out one particular event because it's near and dear to my heart. The Bangor Public Library has music and events and dance on October 1st, starting at 2 p.m., going all the way to 8 p.m. But from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Maine Academy of Modern Music is performing. That's young people who are brought together to study music and have formed bands that have been gigging out across the region. I'm very excited about this. One of my former theater students is the frontman for one of those bands, and I'm so proud of him. He's just amazingly talented. I've seen these folks perform. They're incredible. So if you want to go out and support the arts, but also just have a darn good time and hear great music, head down to the library on the 1st and just check that out. But then there are arts on Harlow Street, on Central Street, Franklin Street, Main Street, West Market Square, Waterfront Park, all over. And it's part of the First Fridays program through Downtown Bangor as well.
And Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership will be on with us tomorrow, as she is every Wednesday, with more details on Arttober as well. But suffice it to say, pretty much every night in the month of October, there are multiple arts opportunities for people to take advantage of in downtown.
Absolutely. And they have, since we have 4 weeks in October, every week is a different focus for the arts. And this was something that I remember we talked about when I was on the Cultural Development Commission. We wanted to highlight specific art disciplines. So the week of October 1st is visual arts, even though on First Fridays we're kicking it off with everything. October 8th is music. October 15th is literature and the written word. And October 22nd is the performing arts. So there's something to do every day of the month of October that's arts related and fun. And you can find something family friendly. You can find something appropriate for adults. It's incredible.
I love it. Good stuff indeed. Amy Rader, as always, great to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. Soon, someday down the road, we'll see you without that mask, and that will be a glorious day.
And hopefully I'll be paid to perform at that as well. I'd love to get back on the stage.
Wouldn't that be great, huh? Yeah. Soon, right?
Soon, very soon.
As soon as people do the right thing at a somewhat higher rate.
As soon as the double chin goes away.
Don't believe that. I know better.